Dear Ajahn Kurunadamo, are you a mind reader? No. I can answer that one very easily. You spoke to exactly what my brain has been doing the past day and a half. Your suggestion was very helpful. However, sometimes when I look to the body, there is no emotional push there. Is there always an emotional push to a thought? What other things can I look for? Thanks for your on-the-spot talk. I guess I wouldn't say that there's always a strong, at least in my experience, a strong, noticeable emotional push to every thought that we have. Some thoughts are pretty just mundane and neutral. I find that often when there's kind of a proliferation or a train of thought that's going on that seems to keep continuing, that there is something below that that's feeding it. It's not just sort of a neutral ongoing experience. There's, even if it's subtle, there's something that just keeps that train moving. Even if it's just maybe like a very mild kind of underlying, almost ever-present state of like, it's like a little state of anxiety, because usually what's happening with the proliferative mind is that it's constantly churning out ideas or thoughts to try and answer a question or resolve a problem. And usually when there's something like that going on, then there is something underneath it that's more of an underlying tendency. You know, it could be something that's as coarse, quote-unquote, like anger or aversion or out-and-out desire, lust, or it could be just something that's very, very subtle, just like a kind of an underlying tendency towards fear or anxiety that just is looking for a way in the conceptual world to find an answer and justify its existence and cure it. And so that this kind of mental process keeps happening because it's being fed by even something very subtle. So I just find it's always very useful to keep on coming back to that what's beneath this, what's underneath this, just set the thoughts, the concepts aside, because there's no end to the searching for an answer in externals. Only when I can really feel and touch the base of what's underneath it do things start to subside. You know, if you're really quiet and things are pretty still on a feeling level or an emotional level, you can sit there with a very, very peaceful underlying sense, emotional stability, a very clear, calm thing. And then the mind will just still keep on kind of rattling out words and phrases and who knows, all sorts of weird stuff. And it's just, sort of rattling on. But sometimes, and you can almost see it, it almost feels a little psychotic sometimes what the mind can put out. But there can be a quiet underneath that as well.